We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Is loud. News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach and Company.
Well, hello, hello, hello. It is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. That's outrageous. It's absolutely outrageous. Did you hear that news story? Richie Incognito, threw Maxine Waters at another person in the gym. I think that's outrageous. I mean, I just heard he threw a dumbbell at somebody, and I assume it was Maxine Waters. He's got to cut that behavior down.
News Talk 930 presents to you now, Sandy Beach and Company.
Oh, I am so happy, so happy, so happy. We got a very encouraging note yesterday, an email from our manager. We're doing a lot better on our paper use. And we're going to, our morning show, we got a memo a few months ago that we're using too much paper. And they want us to think creatively because, I mean, we are a creative company. We use creativity for every aspect of our business. So we didn't know how we could help, and now we've come up with an idea. And we're training Tony. Tony is going to help us get this done. You see, with everything that we do, like the cash code, is on a separate piece of paper. And the Bison's first pitch, that's on a separate piece of paper. And weather is on a separate piece of paper. Everything we have is either on paper or on the screen. And no, we're not going to try and convert it all to the screen. That would be a little difficult. So what we're going to do is Tony's learning to use an Etch-a-Sketch. So he can put the weather on the Etch-a-Sketch when he knows I'm going to do it. Then he shakes it up and down, and the Etch-a-Sketch is clear. And then he can put the first pitch forecast on there. And we can save a lot of paper. All we have to do is find out where they still sell an Etch-a-Sketch.
Yeah,
I haven't seen one in years. Did you used to use them when you were a kid?
Yeah, and in fact, Nick and Samantha have had them, so I do have experience.
That would be good because you just shake it, it goes away. Famous last words. You shake it.
It does?
You shake it, and you go back to work.
But
you shake it, and it goes away, and that's that. And also, I have to admit, it's true. If you've seen the Sandy Beach Facebook page, there's a turtle in our front yard, a turtle. And I saw it last night, and it was digging with its back legs into the mulch around the plants. And we took pictures of it and sent them to Gina Browning and asked if she could check to see what kind of a turtle it was. And she did. She checked with their wildlife people and said, I think it's called a painted turtle. And the turtle was digging, obviously, to put eggs in the ground. And we wanted to do anything we could to help and not interfere. All right. But here's the problem. Went out later, and where she was digging was totally covered over. So we don't know if she laid the eggs in there, and then she covered it over so no other animal would see it, whatever. Going to keep an eye on it. And guess what? You can't make this stuff up. I swear to you, if I'm lying, I'm dying. Yesterday, Gina told us, was National Turtle Day. I mean, do you believe that? In National Turtle Day, there's a turtle there's a turtle in my mulch. That'd make a good country song.
Sure.
Get me Linda Lou. There's a turtle in my mouth, just blind to see. Womp, womp. I won't put it in my mouth. Yes, siree. Womp, womp.
Unless you're making soup.
Made turtle soup, obviously. But I'm getting a lot of grief because we name the turtle. We name everything at our house, cars, anything. The turtle is called Myrtle. It's Myrtle the turtle. And the reason the turtle is called Myrtle is that was my first pet when I was just a little child in Fitchburg, Massachusetts. I had a turtle, and I named it Myrtle. Myrtle the turtle. And so that's why my turtle has kind of a strange, non-masculine name. Well, it's a female turtle, so it's not going to look for a masculine name.
Why did I just have an old 70s commercial pop into my head? Turtles, turtles, yeah, yeah, yeah. Turtles, turtles, ha, ha, ha.
And I hated the Turtles as a singing group. Al Energy, I think you're swell. And it was Lyndon Johnson's daughter's favorite group and favorite song, so obviously you didn't like it. Do you have any turtles in your yard?
No, frogs. Frogs, rabbits.
You get the little teeny frogs? I've seen them.
No, they're probably about an inch and a half long.
I didn't know what to do with a turtle, decided not to do anything, because there is a creek near where I live. And first thought was put them in a box and go to the creek and put them in the water, but I didn't want to interfere. She got there. I don't know how she got. Maybe she took a cab. Maybe she took an Uber.
Yeah, that's
it. Or another turtle gave her a lift.
Right.
So keep your eyes out for turtles, especially you got to be careful if you're mowing the grass and things like that, because they don't move too fast.
No, they don't. No,
it's like a BN sales meeting. she thinks they're never going to get to the end. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll be back. Etch a Sketch and All with Beach & Company. Hang in there. It is Beach & Company. Wow. I saw this in the Buffalo News today, and I hate it when employees steal from their employers. And the cops caught this person. It's just a terrible story. And I'm just wondering how they went about making the arrest. A Buffalo woman has been accused of stealing $9,000 in merchandise from her employer. Her employer is Fisher Price. She's got $9,000. She took $9,000 worth of Fisher Price. The woman's name is in here, and you know what's funny? It's the same name as a girl I went to high school with. I don't think it's her, because this woman's 21. The girl I went to high school with now is a little over 21.
Like 23 or 24?
Yeah, at least. She faces a third-degree grand larceny charge, according to the East Aurora Police, who said she falsified business records and took merchandise. They recovered more than $2,500 in toys, according to the press release. So here she's stealing from Fisher Price, and I'm just wondering, did they call out the SWAT team? Can you imagine the SWAT team trying to get a woman out of Fisher Price who stole all those toys? Okay, this is the East Aurora Police. Here, put your little people out. Send the little, do not wobble your weeble. Or remember, we have guns. We are serious. Shut off the fake lawnmower with the little balls in it. Come on out with your hands up. Can you imagine?
Hey, I like that lawnmower one.
The lawnmower one is a good Fisher Price. And the little people, they wobble.
Weebles wobbles, but they don't fall down.
Do not weeble your wobble. Do not wobble your weeble, I guess. That's and the little people, we're not afraid of them. Send them out. Can you imagine that? Why would you do that unless you're going to resell them?
I don't know. It's those mean streets of East Aurora. It's ruining people.
Crime is running rampant.
It is.
Next thing you know, there'll be a drive-through coffee place.
No!
No! We can't have that! This is East Aurora. Don't you understand? We're bad enough. We got Caputo who lives here. We don't need a bad reputation. All right. Let's see what's going on. So the Las Vegas hockey team. What are they? The Knights?
Golden Knights, right, Joe?
Yeah. The first, I remember a couple of Golden Knights. They were wonderful.
Yeah.
So here they are, the first year in the league. Everybody's going, well, they're not going anywhere. Yeah, they're not going anywhere except to the finals of the Stanley Cup. What a story. How do you beat a story like that? The only way you can beat a story like that is to win the Stanley Cup.
Yes.
Can you imagine that?
I hope they do.
Yeah, I do too. I like those kind of stories. Now, playing against them will be the Capitals and Ovechkin. I do like Ovechkin, though. He's certainly a good player.
Yeah, he is.
Now, what do you guys think? Who's going to win the series?
I'm going with my heart because I lived in Las Vegas, so I have to pick Vegas.
You're rooting for Vegas because you used to live there.
Right.
Okay, that's a good reason. How about you?
Vegas coming in really hot. They've won four straight. They lost the first game of the Western Conference Finals, won four straight to get to the Cup. They've only lost two the entire playoffs. However, I think the Capitals beat the Knights in seven.
The dream will end, you say.
I think it's still a pretty good season for your inaugural season, but I think the Capitals are a good team. They came back from down 3-2 against the Lightning. I see this one going seven. It's going to be a fun series to watch.
How do you bet on hockey? You just give odds, like 7-5 or
yeah,
in
goal
favor
differential,
of one?
Right?
Yes.
So that's the way you bet on it?
If you put money on the Knights at the beginning of the season, they had 500-1 odds.
Oh.
Wow.
Now, you see, that's the kind of bet, if you lived in Vegas, that you might make. Because it's 500-1, so you put $10 down. The $10 isn't going to get your coffee and a scone. But you put it down, and you never expect to win. And you never know. That would be very, very nice. And it would be one of those emotional bets that you don't really think is going to happen, but you want to support your team.
It's like every summer I'm in Vegas, I always put $20 on the Bills to win the World or to the Super Bowl.
The World Series?
The Bills have a chance to win the World Series this year. I think the Pegulas ought to throw the rosters of the Bills and the Sabres up in the air and then just pick them out randomly as to which team they'll play for.
Yeah, there you go.
So you got some Sabres playing football and some Bills playing hockey. I think the Sabres playing football would do a better job.
Probably.
So you used to bet sports when you were there.
Oh, I always do. Oh, yeah. I can't wait till August. I'll be throwing some more money down.
I saw some more stuff on Vegas last night on TV. I got the urge to go to Vegas. Every once in a while, I get, you know, I've been there about 5-6 times, and I enjoy it. And it's a good place to go, but every once in a while, you just get the urge to go to Vegas.
I've had the urge to go for a while.
It's the second door on the right, then, if you have the urge to go.
I'm going top of the hour.
You have relatives that live there?
Yeah, my aunt and uncle and my cousin Paula are still there. My friend Mike Nataro and Danny Aquilina are still there. So I think
I
know people.
I think you can live there and enjoy what Vegas has to have without going broke as a gambler. First of all, if you are a gambler, say you set aside each month like a half a car payment or something, and that was it. If you win it, you win. If you lose, you lose. But you don't go beyond that. And I think then you can control it. It's when you go the worst one you want to see is somebody at the ATM machine because they're obviously not following a budget.
I would put aside $40 out of every paycheck,
sure.
That's what I went. And gambled with. If I lost, I went home.
Yeah, and you were working landscaping, and you sold some of those plants to people.
Probably.
You like those in front of the wind? Yeah, here, take a few. Give me $50.
Yeah.
My rule in Vegas is the plastic money stays in the room safe. You bring a certain allotment of cash with you. So if you go through all of it, you have to walk back to the hotel just to get
some
cash.
Make an effort. Yeah, what I do, if I'm never in Vegas more than like 3 days. So, okay, I take, here's the money I have to gamble with, and I split it in three. And I just take out of, like he does, take out of the room day number one. And if I lose that, I can't gamble again until day two. I've never had to go back, ever. So I've done all right, and that's the way it is. But it's when you start, let's go to day two now. And I took a group to Vegas from Milwaukee. And we were standing, I'm not making this up, we were standing in line at one of the casinos to check in to the hotel. And so somebody in my party steps out of line to play a machine. It's right there. Now, how dumb is that, right? Except they won like $120.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I'm not sure if they won over the period we were there. But they won $120 while standing in line. Those are the kind of things that happen that you say, no, don't do that. That's just too dumb.
One of the things I would definitely do is visit some of the reality-based TV shows that I watch. One's Counts Custom Cars.
They're in Vegas?
Yeah, so he does a lot of custom motorcycles, which are really cool, and cars. I'd like to see that where Pawn Shop. Pawn Stars is filmed. And there's a couple other things.
That would be interesting.
Yeah, I think that would be fun.
Find out when they're shooting, yeah.
Exactly. Find out when they're shooting because the place always has a huge line in front of it. I've been there twice. never saw anyone from the show.
Oh, yeah. Who doesn't want to see that dumb fat guy?
The last three times I've gone to Vegas, haven't even bothered going by because, like, why waste your time if you're not going to see
Vegas
the stars?
Vegas has a Ferrari dealer right there. You could go and visit. What a good place for a Ferrari dealer.
Is it in a hotel?
Yeah, it's part of a hotel.
I'd like to see that.
You know, that was one of the trips that we took. We went to Monaco. And Monaco, you walk down the street in Monaco, and all of your dream cars are side by side by side. Lamborghini, Maserati, all of them. They're there side by side. Went and took a lot of pictures in the showroom, as a lot of people do. They go there. What a dream street that is.
I would drool all over the place.
Yeah, McLarens. I'd never even seen a McLaren in person.
Wow.
So it's like really, really cool.
Just let me hang out and wait for them to start the cars up.
You know, if you want to see cool cars, just go to YouTube and just type in cars in Monaco or anything like that. And you'll see because some of the richest people in the world live in Monaco. The biggest yachts are moored in Monaco. They look like cruise ships, some of them. And it's really eye candy. And I said I would never want to live away from this country, but if I ever did and could afford it, I'd go to Monaco. It's so clean. They literally wash the streets every night. It's only a square mile. Monaco's only a square mile.
That's it?
That's it. But it is gorgeous.
Wow.
And it is the high life, to put it mildly. And after that, Cheek to Wagga.
Yes.
I love it when it's flamingo season. All right, we'll take a break, and we will return. Got a lot to talk about. It's all Kim Pegula all the time today on News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Beach and Company with my companions, Tony Caligiuri. Certainly, he's in the producer's seat. In the co-pilot seat today, we've got Mr. B himself. And at home, I've got Myrtle the Turtle. So I'm surrounded by... here's some texts on turtles. Sandy, we go to Cancun every July. Sea turtles come up on the beach at night. They dig for hours, they lay their eggs, and then it takes another hour after they cover the eggs. It takes a long time before returning to the sea, and that's that. So I guess that's what they do. Sandy, you can now mow your grass without worrying about the, because you know where the turtle is. Anyway, yeah, luckily it's not in the grass. It was in the mulch around the plants, and now I don't know where she went. I think she may have put the eggs in there. And she was digging with her back feet, boom, 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 put the eggs in there, and naturally that's where the egg dispenser is, boom, boom, boom. And now, if you looked at it, you wouldn't even know that there was a hole there. That's pretty good. Animals, amazing how they know where to go from one time or another. They seem to have certain instincts that we don't have.
Yeah, they really do know where to pick a spot to
like
go
Beamer,
off to.
Beamer knows when to get home before the husband arrives, which is really
good.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I've seen him digging with his back feet in the mulch. Very nice. All right, here's one. Vegas can't afford to have the Knights win the cup, signed Grumpy. Why couldn't Vegas afford that? He doesn't explain it to me.
I don't know. I think it's going to be a great party.
Yeah.
If Vegas wins, I mean, you'll have downtown Vegas going crazy. The Strip. The residents of Vegas will actually come down to the Strip to party.
They don't need an excuse to party, but if they win the Stanley Cup, that's a big deal. It's a really big deal. Do the Knights draw well? Have they drawn this season?
They've had a great turnout this season.
They had 6,000 people show up for a practice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You see, the advantage of being in Vegas is that you can get a lot of participation from the businesses in Vegas for any kind of an event because you bring people to the event. They may be coming into town. They may be their locals who live there, but they'll spend their money during the event.
While I was going to UNLV, the Running Rebels made it to the Final Four, and the town was crazy. So I can't imagine what it would be like if they won the Cup.
How do you concentrate at college when you're in Las Vegas? Can you separate it?
Yeah, I mean, I was, you know, I went to, the only time I ever skipped school was when they met to the Final Four and they were playing during school, and the professors knew, like, yeah, we're not going to be here.
I guess kids have a normal childhood in Vegas. It's just like anything else, except they don't go to the casinos. They're not allowed to. But the lights and things, I think they probably get used to it.
Well, yeah, and mostly, like, I went to go see the Mets play in Vegas a few years ago and talked to some locals, and they said, you know, we really, unless people are from out of town, stay away from the Strip. Now, I'm sure that changes now with the arena right on the Strip, and in 2 years, the stadium right on the Strip. You'll probably have more locals, but also probably draws people, you know, in town for the weekend. Oh, the Knights are home.
Sure.
The arena's right next to my hotel.
Check it out.
Yeah, exactly.
Because, I mean, it's the same thing here with Niagara Falls. How many times do locals, unless they have people from out of town, go to the Falls? And the Falls is, we really should go to the Falls even more than we do, because it's magnificent. But you forget, because it's here, and you're used to it, you forget how great it is. A trip to the Falls is always worth it.
Yeah, I love it. I live there, so I go.
And you go on Maid of the Mist, they give you that little blue raincoat. Which,
I still haven't done that.
Which Beamer wears, usually on dates. And that's the reason he never gets a second one. You show up in a transparent little blue.
I always ask, is this casual? Or, you know, as soon as you say the word casual, that opens my dresser for anything.
Exactly. As soon as I see the word formal, it closes mine.
Yes.
I got an invitation in the mail the other day, and it said a black tie. I didn't even read the rest of it. I don't even know what the rest of it is. I threw it away.
Can't blame you.
Actually, I shredded it.
Speaking of formal and casual, I'm going to a wedding in July, and they said casual, and I've picked four summer casual suits.
I saw those. Those are suits.
And I would like our listeners to go to either @beam_machine or Joseph Beamer on Facebook and vote on which suit they'd like to see me wear.
You look like Tommy Bahama. And that thing. They're shorts, for one thing. They don't have long pants, right?
No, yeah, they're summer suits.
Yeah.
They're ridiculous.
Have you seen them, Tony?
Yeah, they're ridiculous.
I saw them last night. I'm going, what? Is the world gone nuts? It's gone mad?
So please vote for 1, 2, 3, or 4.
You'd actually wear one of
I'm
those?
Wearing the winning one.
With
yes.
shorts. Now, see, that's the problem. That's the difference between you and I. The state of New York does not allow me to wear shorts in public. It's a gift. What can I tell you? So you really are. Where do you buy stuff like that online?
Yeah, it's an online website. They are also responsible for my Speedos, and they make the great suits as well. So
the one that I thought was the most suitable. Well, they're goofy because they have stuff on them, but was the one on the left as you're looking at the screen.
That's the one I thought.
That's the one leading right now by 2 votes. So we've already had 28 votes on 3 social media platforms. So I would love your input, and I will the winning one I will wear to the wedding, and I will have photo proof.
I would suggest you download the final voting and everything. Carry it with you, so at the wedding, when people say, what are you thinking? You say, hey, it's the public's choice.
Yes.
The public chose this outfit for me, and how can I be critical of that? I'm just telling you. All right. Man, it must be interesting living in Beamer world.
I got to ask you this. Are you really going to see Neil Sedaka?
No, it's sold out.
Okay.
But if
you were going to go see Neil Sedaka?
It might be the last time you can see Neil Sedaka.
Yeah.
And you know what, Sandy? I love my calendar girl.
Oh, love my calendar
bad,
girl.
Blood.
I just get a little, you know, it's a little creepy when you start singing about Sweet 16. But beside that, great songs.
Some of these guys have been singing a long time.
Yes, Neil's been around forever.
You expect to hit a high note and hear a thump. We'll take a break and we'll be back on News Radio 930 WBEN. We were going to do a different subject today. However, word just got out that the White House has canceled the summit meeting with Kim Jong-un by letter. That's all we know right now. ABC said that we'll get you caught up at 48. Went there at 48, and I think that they fell off a cliff or something. So, but at the top of the hour, we will be catching up and giving you all the information. I just want to know how you react to that, the cancellation of the summit. First of all, are you surprised? Or did you expect this kind of an outcome? Are you happy it's canceled? Are you unhappy? Just your general thoughts of what your expectations were, whether they were fulfilled, good or bad, and whether it would have been a good deal to have it. I think it would have been good to have it by a lot. I don't think the president did anything to scare him off at all.
I think what's sad is that we did have people out there that were rooting for this to fall apart because they didn't want Trump to get a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty pathetic. If you think about we've been in Korea since the Korean War, obviously, which is in the 50s, and this was a chance suddenly out of the blue, at least it looked to us like out of the blue, Kim Jong-un, who is not the most predictable guy. He won the Richie Incognito Not Predictable Guy Award last year, and every year he's been in office since then. But the bottom line is, I was shocked when Kim Jong-un suggested a summit meeting. And then I got to thinking, well, maybe he's come to his senses, because he was saber-rattling a lot, and he was testing missiles and whatever, and came to the conclusion that he's not going to win that against the United States. Not going to happen. So maybe if he wants to get his place in the history books, as people do when they're in a position of authority like that, then maybe instead of being a warmonger, he could be a peacemaker. And the world loves a peacemaker. Maybe he'd win the win the award. You know, you don't know what goes through a mind like that. So I was surprised that it was going to happen in the first place. And then after Kim Jong-un met with the president of China a couple of times, actually, he got a little wobbly in the knees and was then suddenly there were questions about whether it would happen at all. And now our president, Donald Trump, in case you forgot, has canceled the summit meeting. Is this the kind of thing that, you know, the girl's going to say no to the prom, so you don't invite her? Is that the way that works? I'm not really sure. Who saves more face, Donald Trump by canceling it because maybe he was being his chain was being jerked by Kim Jong-un? Maybe he was suggesting or demanding something that wasn't going to happen, wouldn't happen. And the White House decided, no, we had enough of this. Yes.
I've got the letter right here in front of me. Now, it's three paragraphs long, but the bullet points, President Trump goes, I was very much looking forward to the time with you. Sadly, based on the tremendous anger and open hostility displayed in your most recent statement, I feel it is inappropriate at this time to have the long-planned meeting. Therefore, please let this letter serve as to represent that the summit will be, I'm sorry, the summit for the good of both parties, but the detriment of the world will not take place. This missed opportunity is truly a sad moment in history. The entire letter on our website, WBEN.com.
Well, from what you just read there, it seems all right if you're going to cancel. The language was not inflammatory. I don't think it was insulting. I think it shows more disappointment than anger. I thought it was well written. One thing you have to realize is that we judge everything by our own society and our own upbringing and how our country thinks about things in the world. Not everybody's like that. How you present yourself is very important in the world community, and whether you're a radist or not means a lot. I think if you're not going to be able to have it, a letter like that serves the purpose. Short and sweet, shows disappointment but not anger. I think he did a good job on the letter. What do you think, Tony?
I think it was solid.
Yeah. So are you surprised that there will not be a summit meeting? I'm not surprised. I was surprised that there was going to be a summit meeting.
I'm disappointed. That's
I am too.
Sum it up.
I really am, because especially with a regime like that. Remember, prisoners were released. Things were happening. Seemed like, really, hey, some positive stuff. Don't some of these nations realize that you're not going to have a lot of problem with the world community if you're peaceful? You are going to have a lot of problem with the world community if you're not. So maybe he just decided to take a different road to the history books and be, you know, a peacemaker, and then found out that, well, I got a couple of allies that don't think that's the greatest idea.
But the thing is, it's not a closed door. President Trump didn't shut the door. Yeah, we could still do this at another time, but maybe we're not going to do it right now.
Yeah, I don't think he closed the door or slammed the door or disrespected him at all. But we'll see how that's received. And, of course, as Tony brought up, it's sad But obviously, the politicians, the ones that want to make every possible opportunity to point out a stumble that could be attributed to our president, will do that. I don't know how they're going to do it with this, but they will. I guarantee you. They'll say it's Trump's fault. Trump said or did something, maybe even joking about getting the Nobel Peace Prize. Anything like that could have triggered this, because people were saying, to be honest, right at the beginning, that this guy is so unpredictable that don't count on anything with Kim Jong-un. He's apparently done stuff before that was totally unpredictable, and so this should not have come as any big surprise. But I will say the emotion that I feel is not anger, it's disappointment. You got a wonderful chance like that. Who cares who gets the credit for it? If it happens, it happens, and people benefit from it. And now it's not going to happen. And it'll be interesting to see if suddenly that gets re-energized, revisited, and it happens. Do you think that it should happen like that? If the opportunity arrives, can we be asked to the prom a second time? Or have we learned our lesson with the first time? One would think that the world would be less pleased now than we were, half an hour ago. But we'll see. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and star 930. Meanwhile, this isn't quite on the same level as that, but we have a cash code word. The word is item, I-T-E-M, and text that to 72881. You might win $1,000.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.